Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We're bringing you today the latest world news and health research. Again, if you hear a little reverb in here, we've actually moved the whole studio around. You can't really see it on your end because we did a good job at it. But we've had to move stuff around as we're remodeling. We're putting tile in. We're getting rid of the old 30-year-old carpet. They've been in here for a while. And so, yeah, we moved everything around. It should be running perfect for you guys, though.
I think we found the mildew issue, too.
Yeah.
We're about to bleach the floor of the corner. We had a flood here years ago with the hurricane. You see it. You still see where it's damp. It's dry now. But we had years ago, we had a hurricane come through. Well, we had multiple hurricanes.
This
is back in 2003.
That corner flooded, too.
Yeah, that corner flooded. We had three storms come through here in 6 weeks. I mean, they were really working overtime on their geoengineering garbage. And I tell you what, it was unbelievable, the water and the water damage that came into here. But never had that problem again.
No.
But it may have been an issue for the past 20 years, 23, 24 years. And Lana would come in here and say, it's Austin's wife, smells funny in here. So we ripped all the carpeting out. So it wasn't like we decided just to put a new studio in because we felt like happy about doing it one day.
No, well, it started happening to me too. So, I mean, I don't really get allergies. Pretty good. Sometimes with the pollen in Florida, it'll get me. But I'd come in the studio and all of a sudden I'd start like running, my nose start running. I start blowing
my
nose.
And we were sitting right on top of over there.
Right on top. And like, I mean, I'd be fine all morning, up to 7 o'clock, working and stuff done. As soon as I come to the studio, I start sneezing. And I said, dude, there's something in here. Like, we can't figure what it is. So we're just going to tear everything out until we figure it out.
So we did. So we gutted the studio.
we're raw concrete and hopes and dreams right now.
Yeah.
So, well, you guys be sure to check out the best sellers on the site at healthmasters.com. Check out YouTube. I'm pulling up live here in a minute. So if you want to throw some cool comments out involving products or any other topics that are relevant, please add so. Sometimes you guys put some awesome stuff in there. Also, too, be sure to check out the multi-packs on sale. These are the 3-pack and 6-pack kits that we have on sale pretty much year-round when people are wanting to buy stuff in bulk and have it on access all the time. I highly recommend if you're trying to stay on top of something like the collagen, something you need where you're traveling, like the purple sticks, stock up a couple of them. Now, if you run out and you're late, we got the VIP Express shipping. We did the whole demo on that a couple weeks ago. You guys liked it. A lot of people had their stuff sometimes next day, even though we guarantee it 2 to 3 business days. The VIP Express shipping is incredible because, quite frankly, at the end of the day, the free shipping is going to be $1.99 soon in order to cover the expense for the massive increase post office.
Oh, by the way, we're giving you as much lead time as we possibly can. We've told you this now for weeks.
And it's not I want more money. It's the fact that I can't keep covering the bills with the shipping expenses. I mean,
well, what happens is when we increase it by $50, it gives us about $15 more in net profit to work with the company.
Which helps cover the shipping costs. If you guys have been to the post office lately, you know I'm not making this up. You know, an average, just a larger medium, I think flat rate shipping now, is between $15 and $18.
You know, it's funny the other day, because we get really great rates with UPS.
UPS, that's the brown truck.
Now listen to me for a second. The other day I was with Ruben, and he was giving me different rates for next day air to, like, Illinois.
Yeah.
For, like, a 30-pound box.
Yeah.
And next day air with like a 30-pound box, you know, if we weren't getting our discounts with several hundred dollars.
I was like $280. Yeah.
Can you believe that? I mean, that would eliminate any profit we made on the order.
If it's a $500 order, we'd pay $280 for shipping. We're paying you to take product.
So the only reason we can do it is we had a really good UPS rep, and he negotiated really good prices for us because we did so much volume. And we got these great prices now, which we don't cover that with the $20 in most cases. But the point is, it does take a big chunk of it out.
And so it gives better service to the customers.
And it gives you guys a lot better service. I mean, don't you love it when you put an order in at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and next day it's there at your house at by 10 in the morning?
Wait, I'm not making any claims on that.
We have had that happen.
Absolutely. It's guaranteed 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's the way I can compete against Amazon. And the thing about it is, with the VIP shipping only at $19.99, you're getting a way better deal. Because, quite frankly, any other place you look at next day is usually $40, $50, $60. And if you go, well, I could get it cheaper on Prime, then go keep supporting Amazon. I mean, I'm not being sarcastic. Go support the massive, gigantic global retail monopoly that's putting every mom and pop business out of
Rothschild.
That lays off 40,000 employees at a time because they're putting new robots in. that goes in and subsidizes housing so people can come in with basically, you know, making $20 an hour. They can live right beside Amazon. They don't have to travel. They can just be slave workers working 12, 15, 18 hours a day.
I wonder if they're going to put up suicide nets like they did over in China. Ooh. Remember that with Apple?
Oh, they still do.
You think we're kidding? Look it up. Suicide nets, because they're so depressed working for Apple, they were diving out of windows. They had put nets to catch the bodies so they wouldn't hit the concrete.
Then they put you back in your job position.
Back in your cell.
You know, that's horrible.
You're living in a 6x6 cell at night, and then they're back. Yeah, a lot of them, you know, remember that? I'm not promoting Seinfeld, okay? But there was one of the funniest things I've ever seen where they were sleeping in drawers.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
That was a big joke.
Yeah, and they were actually, they had a big chest
giant
drawer.
Cabinet, yeah.
And they loved sleeping in it at night because they said that's like it is in China. So now whether that's true or not. Oh, but I got a funny story. There's this unbelievable liberal. Now, you can always tell the liberals. And forgive me. And if you're not a liberal, this doesn't apply to you. But I'm going to say it anyhow. This lady came in from Canada, and she's here on some kind of fiancé visa or some kind of other visa. And she's got her pink hair.
Yeah.
I mean, the pink hair. The kind of, and she's got piercings and all the other stuff. And, you know, and I know some of you guys have piercings, and some of you may have pink hair. I got it. But she was and claimed to be a raging liberal. So what she did, Austin, she went to this big meeting, this big fair thing, and there were a couple of kids walking around with MAGA shirts on. I mean, little girls, like teenagers, right? And she walked up to one and started slapping them upside the head.
Battery, right out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. She's getting her butt deported now back to Canada, and she'll be on that black do not come back into the United States list.
Well, good.
And now she's all mad, so their husband set up or boyfriend or whatever the heck he is, set up a GoFundMe page to help her get off the criminal charges. And apparently with GoFundMe, you can't set up a GoFundMe account for criminal charges. I didn't know that.
Yes. Well, they changed that because that's what's happening. People are like, I'm getting arrested for conspiracy to commit murder. Here's my GoFundMe for my attorney. GoFundMe's like, nah, we're putting a limit on this, guys.
And so now we don't have the money to do this. Well, maybe they need to get, he's got this greasy long hair. He needs to actually go to the shower and take a shower and wash his hair. By the way, I got a haircut. Thought I'd mention that to you. By the way, thanks for telling me that I look like a hippie with the long hair the other day. That was nice. But some of you actually said, wow, your hair is really long. You must be taking collagen. Yeah, I am taking collagen. I have to cut my hair all the time. But so I was going to give you a little humor story to start with this morning, but I thought I got a kick out of that. She comes in with this liberal look, and you know, and she may not have been a liberal, but they said she was a liberal, and she is a liberal. She claims to be a liberal, but you can't just walk around slapping people because they're wearing a T-shirt, especially little kids.
Oh, you can. You do it down in Florida, you're going to get knocked the heck out. Or you're going to get shot in the face.
You're going to get shot.
Yeah, it's just not. It's so funny, man. I was talking to Hunter the other day.
Hunter's his 10-year-old.
Hunter's my 10-year-old son. He trains with me all the time. And, you know, he's like, Dad, why can't I conceal carry and open carry?
And he's 10.
He's 10. Oh, God. That's the question. And I said, well, son, I said, you're a teenager.
He sees all of us doing it.
Right, exactly. And he goes and operates all weekend and trains and then kit. And he knows how to trade. I mean, he's one of the fastest kids I know on a pistol. And he wants to start doing three-gun and IDPA. And I said, well, son, I said, when you start getting your teenage years, I said, you start having these hormonal and emotional changes. And I said, it's not really a good look when a 15- or 16-year-old's in Walmart getting an argument with another 15- or 16-year-old and everybody's carrying 44 Magnums and you got a Western shootout in the middle of, you know, Walmart because somebody looked at your girlfriend wrong at 16. I said, just not there yet. So there's a reason why there's an age limit on firearm carrying, and 21's probably a pretty good range on it.
You know, I'm going to tell you a story. This is a JM Fields. This is a play story. It was kind of like Walmart way back when. It's all out of business now. And I was like 19 years old, and I was dating this girl. Her name was Paula. And it was funny because we ended up basically with Paula. She was walking around JM Fields by herself. I was walking around myself, and all of a sudden I hear a scream from Paula. Now, I'm 19 years old. I'm full of testosterone. I'm wearing a pair of wooden Dr. Scholl's foot sandals, right? And I remember she screams. I run over to her, and somebody had grabbed her by the crotch. I'm not joking. It happened. And it was a kid. It was like a 17, 18-year-old kid. I mean, probably was right. But I think he was about 17. He got one look at me. I was like, I guess like you call me the Auburndale ape back. That was pretty big. And her dad did call me the Auburndale ape. And I think that was funny. And what ended up happening is I saw him. I kicked my shoes off. I chased his little butt down and grabbed him, put his arm behind his back. We called the cops on him. Well, the cops get there and said, you assaulted a minor. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? He just grabbed my girlfriend by the crotch. And he goes, well, he probably has a rap sheet 40 items long, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we're going to have to make a decision on we're going to arrest you or him. I said, whoa. This is before we had our stand our ground laws in Florida.
Yeah.
And I finally, I looked at him, I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, he said, you assaulted him. You grabbed him. And I'm like, he grabbed my girlfriend. It's on camera. And they finally just let him go. And I left. And I thought to myself, what a useless bunch of people as far as law enforcement back then. And the sad part about it is exactly what Austin, if you wondered why I took off on that segue, when you're that young and you're not 21 and you're carrying deadly force and you get yourself in a doggone frenzy like that, it's best just not to carry until you get emotionally stable.
That's exactly right. And even as an adult, you really need to have the ability to understand emotional regulation. I mean, I've known people that have carried before. They don't have any business carrying deadly force. They really don't.
Nuts.
They just act out of pocket, and you can't. That's why it's illegal to carry firearms in bars. It's a place of nuisance. That's why the old Western days. Remember they said you got to check in your firearm before you go inside. That wasn't a joke. That wasn't a Hollywood thing. That was real, because you get somebody mad at a poker game while they're drinking whiskey, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm shooting you. Now the whole barrel is shooting everybody because somebody had an ace and they thought they didn't.
Now it's too much blood to clean up for the owner. Just check your guns at the door, buddy.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, when you're out, you're out.
You know what's funny about that, though? It's true, though. I mean, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in my life, and I saw somebody get shot when I was a kid, and I saw somebody get stabbed and gutted when I was a kid, and it all was around the bar. And I tell you what, it'll get your attention real quick, and what it did for me, it was like aversion therapy, right? It made me not want to ever drink. Because I saw people act the fool all the time when they were drinking. I said, you know what? I'm just going to pass on all this.
I got an interesting article I'm going to cover here, health one real quick.
All right.
Let me jump into this real quick. This is interesting. You know, product of the week, you guys voted for B-Complex. And this is not our B-Complex. These are some tablets. Quite frankly, these
look at that. They got some kind of shellac on
them. I want to show you guys as an example. Like, if you look at ours, we're in plant cellulose capsules. Yeah, I don't think we have a B-complex in here. I'll bring one tomorrow. And they basically will dissolve in water. They're bioactive B12. This is how a lot of the cheap ones look. They're tabletized. They don't break down. But that's besides the point. This article goes into detail talking about a recent discovery uncovers the gut-brain connection in Parkinson's B vitamin deficiency playing a role. Since the study published in MPJ Parkinson's suggests that vitamin B deficiency can contribute to Parkinson's development by compromising the intestinal barrier, which typically prevents toxins from entering the bloodstream. Toxins in the bloodstream lead to neuroinflammation, which is inflammation in the nervous system associated with neurodegenerative diseases. Researchers use shotgun sequencing to analyze stool samples, allowing them to identify changes in the microbial community and genetic makeup. The study found fewer genes in Parkinson's patients' gut bacteria responsible for making B2 and B7. Both have anti-inflammatory properties and may help counteract the neuroinflammation associated with Parkinson's disease. This suggests that high-quality B vitamin supplementation can potentially relieve Parkinson's symptoms and even slow the disease progression. That's a big deal, guys. And this is one of the biggest reasons why. You notice what it ties back into again. The gut-brain interface. The body's so inflamed it can't produce B12, B7. It's not getting it from your food. You're not taking proper B2, B7 nutrients, like supplements like the B-complex. You start having issues with bacteria and basically stuff getting into the bloodstream through the digestive system.
Leaky gut, guys. And it's a lot of exactly from glyphosate.
A lot of it's from glyphosate and the ultra-processed foods, the high-fructose corn syrup, the preservatives, the additives. All these stuff are culminative. You know, I told you this before. If you had a sandwich one day with bread on it. Okay? Sandwiches normally have bread.
You're talking about bread with glyphosate.
I'm talking about bread with glyphosate.
That means non-organic bread.
Non-organic bread.
Now stop for a second.
Yep.
Wheat is sprayed 1 week before it's harvested with glyphosate to increase crop yield. That's Roundup. It makes it dehydrate. It makes it desiccant. And so then you basically harvest the wheat, and it's soaked in glyphosate.
Soaked.
And now you send it to the processor, and they make flour out of it, and they cook bread that's loaded with glyphosate. So you have a sandwich loaded with glyphosate. Go ahead, Austin.
Sandwich loaded with glyphosate. And that's the only time you've eaten glyphosate in the entire month. That's the only thing you've done. Your body could probably handle it and detox it out. The issue is this. Everything now is contaminated with glyphosate if it's not organic. Everything. Which most cases mean everything you're eating every single day, if it's processed, has glyphosate.
Except for rice, because it's a water product.
Right. But majority of people still aren't eating organic rice.
No.
Most people love bread in the United States, but it's horrible here.
That's why you get so fat on it.
Oh, you get so fat, you get so bloated, it causes so much inflammation. I've talked to so many people that have had issues with arthritis and all these degenerative issues in their joints. And they're like, Austin, my wrists hurt, my fingers hurt. What are you eating? Well, I like my sandwiches. And I like my Subway. And I like my Taco Bell. And I'm like, well, cut out all bread products. Cut out all processed products. They do it. Literally within a week, they're like, man, I'm starting to feel better. So we'll take it a step further. Take the GHI cleanse with the collagen.
Well, that's a big step. I
that's
love that one.
Huge step. Cut the diet out. Just go to collagen and go to GHI cleanse fast for a couple days. And all of a sudden, I've had people call me up after 3 days. One of my best friends who's a lineman, he literally did it. He said a three-day fast on this stuff. Called me up and said, Austin, I have no gut problems. Gut's not hurt at all. Not bloated at all. Joints aren't hurting. Because he was eating these sandwiches every day from the gas station when he was deployed.
He's a big boy, too.
He's a big boy. He eats a lot. And he was always eating gas station because, you know, they're out in the field for 12, 14 hours.
Big means muscle up at this. Not fat.
Muscle up. He's strong. Trains all the time.
We're talking about Dexter, right?
Yeah. But he was having all these gut problems, all these joint problems. I said, dude, you got to cut out the processed bread. And he did. He went on the GHI. He's coming over today. Pick up 3 more cans of GHI. I mean, he lives on it now. And he's doing great.
You know, I've seen that so many times.
So have I.
You know what's so funny? Is we start talking about GHI, you got to start buying a lot of it.
What happens is people tried it, and then they realize it works. Now, remember, if you're going to try it and not change your diet at all and live on Taco Bell and Twinkies and hot dogs and cupcakes, it probably will mitigate some inflammation, but you're not going to see near the results that we see.
And you know, I have like no liver spots left on my hands. And as long as I drink the GHI, no liver spots. You think, no, you're kidding, right? No, I'm not. You look at my hands. I've shown them to you before. And it's just really, really important that you understand that this has to be consistently used. I take 2 scoops every single day. Austin, I eat really clean.
We do.
I mean, I eat clean. Honestly, 90%, 95% of the time. And that's why my weight's still down. I'm almost 198 this morning. You guys are on my weight loss journey with me.
It's funny because every time, like, I don't ever notice it, right? I don't notice it as far as eating clean. It's just a daily thing. Once you do it, you do it. It's not a diet.
Why don't you show them your abs this morning?
No.
You need to show them your abs.
No, I'm not showing my abs.
He's got great abs. I used to have great abs.
But what happens is, once you get used to doing it, it just becomes a daily habit. Like when Scuba and I went there by down south, everyone's like, man, all you end up eating is like fish and chicken the whole time. I said, well, hey, we're on the coast.
You guys, write him an email. Tell me what's his abs.
But, you know, hey, we're 10 minutes from Mar-a-Lago where we're diving. Everything's deep sea fishing out there. They got fresh fish at every single restaurant we go to. I said, why am I not going to eat fresh grouper every single day when I come into these restaurants? Oh, man, we're getting fried chicken and cookies. Well, you look like you eat fried chicken and cookies.
Oh, that was that guy. Are you still talking to him?
Yeah, I talked to him again the other day. He's down 20 pounds.
Since a month ago.
20 pounds, yep. 20 pounds. Well, yeah, he's like 18 and 19. He's pushing. He's about to hit 20.
He's got to be so excited.
Well, maybe he can start getting some girls now. Well, I felt bad for him.
Are we going there?
No, I didn't mean to open that door. Stop it. No, not the dating health show.
Oh, by the way, I want to read this to you. I was at the pharmacy today picking up some stuff that I needed, just simple stuff. And I was looking at the vitamins they had on the shelf. And I sent this picture to Austin. And so they got a magnesium product, right? And guess what they have in there? Calcium as calcium.
Oh, you sent me that photo.
Yeah, I did.
Let me see if I said I'm
calcium as calcium carbonate.
Yeah.
That's the calcium. That's rock, by the way, guys. You can't use that, and it builds up in your arteries. It's one of the first things that people add to their product. In addition to that, it's got sucralose in it. And I'm like, what the heck, man? This is like absolute garbage product. Then they had a magnesium product, and again, the first ingredient, calcium carbonate. And I'm like, this is unbelievable, the stuff they put out to people to eat. And it says 100% vegetarian formula, gluten-free. It's loaded with rocks. Do you really want this in your arteries? I mean, think about it for a second. Your body can only use about 1% or 2% of the inorganic calcium that you put into your body. The rest is stored as basically rock in your joints, in your tissues, and in your arteries. I mean, do you really want that? You've heard the term, right, called hardening of the arteries. Doctors are in there doing bypass surgery, right? And they actually cut their gloves on the arteries because the calcium is so sharp. And I've got a distiller up at the house. I need to go in there and get some of that junk out of it and show you what comes out of it. I've done it before on the shows, and we got a video if you want to watch it on the website. Did we transfer that video to the new site, Austin, or do you know?
It's on there. I was trying to find the photo of this label real quick.
But what happens is you it's like brittle, and what happens is the arteries have to pump the blood too. It's not just the heart. The arteries get so stiff with the calcium that they stop pumping blood.
Yes.
And they get brittle. And so all of a sudden this stuff breaks loose inside, and the body has to put fat on it or cholesterol to try to make it smooth again. And what ends up happening, you get hardening of the arteries. Your arteries literally turn to stone. You think, Well, that sounds silly. That makes it too simple. That's why you don't drink mineralized water that's loaded with calcium carbonate. And they've got these other products. I'm not going to mention any names. We're going to alkalinize your water with you. Well, how are they alkalinizing the water? Exactly. What are they putting in it? Are they telling you? Well, they don't tell us how they do it. Well, how do you know they're not adding something to it? How do you know you're not getting something else in it you don't need in your body? You know, distilled water is the perfect pH for you. It really is. Drop a few drops of our trace mineral supplement in it. It's great. Or put some magnesium in it. Put some magnesium brain food in that distilled water. It's no longer distilled water now. Remember that. But it's purified water, and it's so stinking good. Last night, I went to the office because I'd run out of magnesium brain food because I like to drink it with my dinner. I put two or three scoops in a glass of water. Stir it up real good with my little stirrer, put some ice in it, and I'll sip it as a beverage at dinner. And then if it's nighttime, I'll throw another scoop of vitamin C in it. I tell you what, it tastes great. Now, you can also throw some purple sticks in it, which I did this morning, and probably why I'm so hyper. But that's why
our there we go. Okay, I got it right here.
This
is the calcium magnesium product.
Look at this.
Put on the screen. You guys can see this.
Look at that. Calcium carbonate right here. Boom, 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 boom. I didn't put like the sucrose. It's got sugar in it.
No, my favorite one. My favorite one. Do you see the bottom ingredient is right here?
Sucralose.
That's sucralose. That is Splenda. That's the chlorocarbon artificial sweetener I tell you not to use. And of course, none other than Red Number 40. Because of course, everybody knows your calcium magnesium product need to have your daily dose of Red 40.
And this was at a pharmacy.
Oh, no. I've seen stuff like this before. Maltodextrin, natural and artificial flavors. Don't forget the artificial flavors and sucralose in there.
Okay, that's enough.
This is me and Hunter. This is us hiking the other day. Let's show this photo. This is me and him and also Stetson. This is my 10-year-old son, always on point with me. And then I got my little guy right here. This is my trooper, my 2-year-old. He's my little water buddy. He was going out in the river with me out there. So, yes, lest you think we don't go out and do exactly what I tell you I do, this is what we do all the time, my friends. And so, again, keep raising little Americans. Raise them strong. Raise them smart. And raise them healthy. I'd appreciate it.
And give me my camera, Rich. And make them real men.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you try and it doesn't work. Got that? Can't help that. But sometimes you got to try no matter what. And remember, if they don't do what you want them to do, you can always pray. But I've learned something, and if I had to ever raise more children, which is not my intention at this point in my life, I would be more laissez-faire. You know why? Because a lot of what we do as parents, when we try to micromanage children, is fruitless. It doesn't mean anything. And you have to give that child enough autonomy to learn things on its own. And if they don't learn on their own, they're going to be in a problem. Because when they're 12, 13 years old, they learn stuff on their own, they don't get in trouble with the cops because they're minors. They're 18, 19, 20 years old. They start learning stuff on their own. They may get an arrest record pretty quick. So be really, really careful. I know my mom, it was funny, Austin. She was so laissez-faire. The only thing she cared about was grades. I'd get a beating. It didn't matter if it was a broomstick. It didn't matter what it was. It was a club. It didn't matter. I got beat if I got anything less than a C.
Well, I mean, but, you know, you did get multiple college degrees eventually. So obviously, you know, it stuck.
But no, it was funny. One time I was out there back on the back porch and I'm like, promise me you're not going to beat me tonight. I mean, I'm like 10 years old, you know.
Negotiating.
And, oh, yeah. And what she didn't realize is because my IQ, and this is by the grace of God and God alone, tested so high, they stuck me in a year ahead. But what they didn't realize that little boys, their mathematics center for their brain doesn't really go that fast as it goes on normal speed. And so I could read unbelievably fast, but the math portion was a little bit low. But it wasn't because I couldn't do it. So I didn't want to do it. And so you got to be very careful. I would never put a boy, listen to me, I would never put a boy, if they're in the public school system, ahead because of IQ. I would never do it. Because number one, they're going to be smaller than everybody else too. But then, of course, that made me want to work out all the time.
There you go.
And I've done that my whole life now, so that kind of helped me too. By the way, the quiet militarization, changing subjects, the terrible segue, the quiet militarization of everyday spaces, cameras, drones, and armed security.
There you go.
And he says, there was a time when most Americans expected heavy security only at courthouses, airports, prisons, and military bases. That line has moved. Today, cameras watch gas stations, parking lots, schools, churches, malls, neighborhoods, highways, apartment buildings, and even quiet country roads and intersections. Drones appear over public events, police scenes, search areas, and large gatherings. This would make George Orwell extremely proud. Armed security stands at grocery stores, I've seen it, hospitals, and at churches, banks, private developments, and entertainment venues. We have police out of the movie station, movie theater, because they don't want to have people get mugged in the movie theater. This may be the most, but people really notice it anymore, and that may be the most important part. A prepper should notice, remember, we're all preppers, the goal is not panic, the goal is awareness. The world is changing, and the prepared household needs to understand what constant observation means for privacy, movement, and being and living low profile. Everyday spaces are being watched. Privacy now requires attention. Cameras change movement. Drones add a new layer. Armed security changes the atmosphere. Low profile prepping matters more now than ever, and digital habits matter too. Teach your family calm awareness. Do not confuse visibility with safety. And the new rule is quiet competence. If you're in a neighborhood and you got some storable food, it's probably best that you don't tell everybody.
Keep it to yourself, guys.
Are you listening to me? You know, if you're in a neighborhood and nobody else is prepped but you, guess who's going to show up at your door when you have run out of food?
Well, this is why the organic food buckets we have, or the beef
low key,
we have, or the chicken cans we have, you know, I don't ship them with a big label on the side that says, storable food, come into your door. It's a Health Master's box that's completely, most of the time, unlabeled with nothing on it. I value discretion. You know, yesterday I talked in detail about the insanity that's happened in Lakeland. With the red light cameras down.
That's unbelievable.
27,000 citations issued last year.
A third of the population.
Yeah, and I talked to a friend of mine last night, the one in Orlando is an AI, and he said, here's the issue, Austin, and I pulled this up. In Lakeland alone, remember, Lakeland's not a big city. There's like 80,000 people in it. They have 19 red light cameras, 27 flock cameras, and 14 school zone speed cameras in Lakeland now.
Well, Lake Alfred has, you know, set the bar now.
What's happened is now these companies are pushing and pushing and pushing.
Are you talking about the little hat companies?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm talking like the one I talked about yesterday in detail.
BlackRock.
Verra Mobility. I went all detail this. Verra Mobility, largest stakeholder, BlackRock, owns the contract to Lakeland for the next 5 years. They renewed it again to put up more cameras. They're saying now, from what my buddy told me in Orlando, is that they want essentially the goal, the unwritten goal that they won't say is they want to have a citation for every single person in Lakeland and every major city every at least one a year.
Generating.
Every single person needs to have a citation.
Tens of millions in taxes.
Tens of millions. And what it does is it extracts more money out of the economy through what, again, fear and tyrannical behavior. This is why I've told you I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a jaywalking ticket. I will take it to a jury trial if I have to. I'm that petty. I'm not going to comply.
No, you're not. That's not. The word's not petty. That you're that convicted.
Yeah, that's true. But no, it doesn't matter. As far as once you find a conviction, hold it. You know, 27,000 red light tickets in Lakeland last year, guys. I mean, we're talking one out of three people are getting a red light ticket in Lakeland now. One out of three. Here's the problem. My buddy told me last night, and I expanded on it slightly yesterday. All these systems are being tied into AI grid. Okay, you got flock cameras that are monitoring your behavior, driving, GPS. By the way, they're picking up GPS location, full geo-tracking now. They've admitted this on the flock. You've now got the red light cameras that are completely and totally contingent on AI. You've got the sensors. You've got the loop feed. You've got the cameras. They're also speed cameras as well. There's going to be a point in time, and it's not here yet, but it will be if this doesn't slow down, where you're going to start having AI do predictive modeling on certain individuals.
John Parvin, my attorney, told me that yesterday. He says they're going to set you up to get
they're
you
They're
going
to set
ticketed.
You up to start ticketing you. They're going to see what you do. They're going to watch where you go. They're going to start modeling what you're going to do, and they're going to go out. Because remember, they can control. This already happened in Miami. They got busted for this. The systems were going in and slowly, basically shortening the yellow lights. So if the yellow light's supposed to be 4 seconds long, they'd make it 3.75. Then they make it 3.5. They can adjust this stuff with AI at any point in time now, which means they're going to start picking up on certain cameras and certain profiles on tags. Oh, this is Joe Smo. He's got 3 red light cameras. He's paid every single ticket. Shorten the yellow light again. And it's all AI adaptive on the fly in real time.
Because they know you're going to comply.
They know you're going to comply.
You imagine what would happen if 27,000 people said, no, I'm going to court.
That's
with
exactly
this.
That's exactly right.
They would stop it.
Shut it down.
They would shut the court system
court
down.
Would go like, we can't handle this. We got 27,000 citations just in red light cameras.
That's 1,000 more, 2,000. Well, that's 1,000. No, that's 500 more court cases per week.
Yeah.
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 Right. Yeah. Because 1,000 would be 52,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000 would be 500 more a week.
500 citations just in red light camera tickets.
100 a day. 100 a day.
That would do it.
They stop
everything else.
They said, we can't do this. We stop.
And see, that's the problem that I have with the lack of conviction now in this generation is that everybody's like, oh, that's too much of a headache. It's stressful. It's stressful. I don't want to deal with ticket clinic. I don't want to deal with waiting to hear what they're going to do. You know what's more stressful? Living in a society where you're terrified to drive freely unmolested on your way because you're afraid you're going to be ticketed into poverty. That's stressful. That's scary.
You know, I so wish that I would have contested that stupid red light camera thing at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, nobody even knew about it. I told you. It's a school zone speed camera. They have 14 in Lakeland now, by the way. But they apparently have kept them at school zones only because it's illegal what Lake Alfred's doing. It's illegal. They have them on from 8 until 4 all day throughout the day. If you go for, what's the speed limit? It's like 35, it goes to 15?
I think I was doing 34, 35, the speed limit, and it was 12 o'clock.
Drops to 15.
And I don't even remember seeing the light, because I would never even look for a school zone.
It's only like a 100-yard gap. It drops from 35 to 15 for 100 yards.
And nobody has school zones at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
There's no school
zone. And I don't even know if I was even driving the vehicle at that time. I don't even know who's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, Italy says no to blank checks for Ukraine, which has got Trump unbelievably mad at the president of Italy. Yeah. The political mood across Europe is beginning to shift. Even governments that have strongly backed Ukraine are now saying that's enough. Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni has reportedly argued that Rome must place the soaring cost of living, particularly energy and fuel bills, ahead of expanding military commitments before next year's elections. According to the Kiev Post, Meloni has also resisted the idea of writing endless checks for Ukraine to Brussels while Italian households continue struggling with inflation and rising utility costs. But you got to remember, though, the goal here is to do everything you possibly can to basically enslave you to the point where you have nothing and you own nothing.
Well, they want to make it so. Remember, if you give enough people enough fines and red light tickets and camera tickets and stop sign tickets, eventually reaches a point, the average American, you start looking, well, man, I've lost $1,000 this year in fines for doing nothing. Like I showed you the photo yesterday. I was over the white line. It flat out said you ran the red light 0.2 seconds. It was red while you went over the line. But the photo shows me I'm over the line to take the photo. Well, the vast majority of people are going, I don't want a problem.
Because the camera couldn't click in 0.02 seconds.
No, the feedback loop from the red light while I'm moving 39 miles an hour while the camera's flickering and doing an entire loop.
But you're taking it to ticket clinic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
They've already said this. The ticket clinic loves red light cameras.
Oh, by the way, Rubio now is pledging to dismantle the International Criminal Court's threat to the U.S. sovereignty. No, they're not. The International Criminal Court, basically out of Brussels, is going in now and basically putting warrants out for people who are the little hat people because of what they're doing in Ukraine and what they're doing in Gaza and what they're doing in Lebanon. So they've had enough of it. And so Rubio now is threatening to dismantle the international court because, quite frankly, they can't control it from an international standpoint. And one of the top guys that they're after, and I Googled him, I put him on the website for you guys, Karim Hamad Khan, right? That's his name. And he is absolutely after Benjamin Netanyahu and these people that have done this in Gaza and killing all these kids. And now he's put arrest warrants out for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Good riddance.
And so, I mean, now they're saying he's one of the biggest anti-Semites in the world. So now they want to take the International Criminal Court and shut it down. Because they're saying, and by the way, the International this is funny. The International Criminal Court was all part of the League of Nations to start with through the Rothschild banking cartel. This thing's come back to bite them in the rear end. And then they pushed it again with the World Economic Forum and all the rest of this stuff. And it's been around now since, you know, March of 19.
Now they haven't been able to control it. Now they're mad at it.
Yeah. And so now this guy's saying, okay, we're arresting Netanyahu. We're arresting all these people. And they're going, he's an anti-Semite.
You know, it's funny. Here's the crazy part. They don't even deny or rebuttal they're committing war crimes.
No.
You notice this? They come in and say, we're putting an arrest warrant out for crimes against humanity and war crimes.
But Rubio's a huge Zionist, right?
I know. But Netanyahu and all them, they go, oh, you're anti-Semitic for saying that. No, you're literally shooting children with 308 rounds for sport. I can't believe you'd say that. That's anti-Semitic. You don't even rebuttal it, dude. You don't even argue with me. You just tell me I'm anti-Semitic for saying what the UN doctors have literally reported on formal documentation now that they target children and women.
Unbelievable.
You're anti-Semitic for
saying. Oh, by the way, Elliot Page, the transgender actress, couldn't do it. Couldn't keep its mouth shut before the release of Odyssey. Couldn't do it. They had to spin the narrative. Now, a lot of times, that's what they do with these big movies. They want to spin the narrative before it comes out because of the casting abomination they've had. But now she's not cast as Achilles any longer in the event that they change that. But transgender actress Elliot Page claims it's absurd that people think animals cannot be queer and LGBTQ. Wait a minute. I got to read that again. This doesn't even make sense. Transgender actress Elliot Page claims it's absurd that people think animals cannot be queer and LGBTQ. Looking at nature in some cis-hetero patriarchal structure is absurd. The gender binary that we've created is nothing but quaint little myth. Whoa. So she's saying there ain't no such thing as a male or a female. That basically it's a myth. You know, and so she could be a man or a woman. And the crazy part about this, in any other decade, everybody would go laughing to the back room and saying, this girl's guys or whatever she is nuts. But funny now, she makes Daily Mail, she makes all these news feeds, and she does it right before the release of the movie, because what they're doing is they're trying to spin what they're doing and what they're putting out. It's mind-boggling to me that the Odyssey star makes Breitbart's lead story, gender is a quaint myth, with male-female dynamic is absurd because animals are queer. And you stop and you look at it, you go, what in the heck's going on? Appearing on the extremist left-wing Democracy Now! Podcast, Page attacked the cis-hetero-patriarchal structure and claimed that the traditional view and way we view gender is scientifically inaccurate. Well, God said there were male and female. I don't care. We covered this yesterday about how so many people are biased based on science because they want to believe the lie about the whole thing with, how should I say, evolution, how we crawled out of the slime. I'm going to say one thing I talked about before, and I talked about this a couple years ago, and you guys got a kick out of it. What they're saying is that we basically came from a rock that got hit by lightning that created some kind of peptide. Well, they can't ever reproduce it whatsoever. They've tried over and over again. They can't produce it. And this peptide decided it wanted to be an amoeba. The step from that point to an amoeba is unbelievable. So they want to do the little amoeba dance, right? They want to sit there and go, I'm going to be an amoeba today, and so I don't want to be a peptide anymore. The law is called entropy in physics, and it means that everything goes to its least common, it follows the least path of resistance. Are we okay?
No, I'm not horrible on the camera.
My camera?
Yeah, it's flickering.
Give me the middle camera, Rich. Just turn my camera off.
Yeah.
Say what? No, don't turn the movie. Don't turn the show off. Just go to the middle camera, Rich.
Go to the middle camera.
Okay. Forgive us. We moved the studio yesterday, and we're having to deal with this technical issue right now. But this thing is absolutely crazy.
We'll make it work for you guys.
Well, because the problem with it is that when you have somebody like Elliot Page, who's a known actor, actress, or whatever she is, coming out and talking like this, it's for only one reason. They've got to spin the release of the movie Odyssey. They've got to make it what they want it to be. And if they don't, they're going to massively fail at the box office. So what she's trying to do is say, hey, look, this is not a big deal. It doesn't matter if I'm playing a war hero and I'm 5 feet 1 inch tall and I'm 110 pounds. Well, actually, it does.
It does. It really does.
And so I, at this point, gosh, I really want to see that movie because I'm a big fan of Homer. But the reality is that am I really willing to deal with this? So I don't know. I'll let you guys know. I'll wait till it comes out and see how bad the reviews are on it. Oh, I got my camera back now?
No. We'll flip on them real quick.
Is it okay?
We're clicking? Okay.
Yeah,
I was having to adjust it. Oh. It was going out of adjustment on there. Yeah. And then you started turning orange.
Orange.
Yeah, you turned orange, and the products turned orange.
So
forgive me. That was me playing with the camera. I was trying to get it right because it wasn't
okay.
Self-focused.
What's your next story?
My next story. We'll get this right for you guys. Trust me.
Oh, by the way, when you're watching live with this, this ain't scripted.
No,
this is real.
The guys are watching on YouTube. That's why you guys started seeing it flickering. I was trying to get it working right on there and trying to get it adjusted. And back to our daily routine here. Where am I at on the article? Depression may be caused by inflammation. Here's how. New research is pointing towards a biologically distinct subtype of depression. Its common blood test can identify it. It says a clinical trial published in JAMA Psychiatry is offering an answer. The pilot trial provided early evidence for people with depression who also have raised inflammation. Targeting the immune system may improve symptoms. It says the case for inflammation began with a cluster of complaints. Many people share the same symptoms of depression. Drain, thinking slowly, sleeping more, losing interest, so forth. But they've gone down. They're saying we're seeing a lot of the data to support inflammation is playing a role in depression. And it's coming down a lot to the gut.
Imagine again.
That. Again.
Remember
gut inflammation.
Remember, Trump signed legislation to massively increase glyphosate production. Remember that. In addition to that, all these lawsuits with glyphosate now are being take it out for technicalities.
This is from JAMA, guys. This is peer-reviewed. People living with chronic inflammatory conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, as well as people recovering from serious infections were more likely to develop depression, meaning they are all stemming from one specific thing, overinflammation that was not getting fixed.
And gut problems.
It was continual inflammation, and essentially it wasn't getting taken under control.
Now, let me say something. Let me interject something. Am I okay? Am I orange again, or am I good?
Okay. You're good. I was working on it.
Don't want to be orange.
They don't want to be orange.
Okay. But here's the thing. When you basically have your gut messed up, let me just step it back. Remember I told you back in February, March, I was in Germany and I was in France, and I met with this man who's a medical doctor. He said the biggest problem he saw with COVID were suicides. I mean, I'm just going to let me notch it down up here for a second, because people got unbelievably depressed because they had a severe infection, which is exactly what this is saying. And he said that they got this long COVID and they couldn't get better. And a lot of them took the vaccine and they didn't get better. And he said the biggest thing he saw in his practice wasn't cardiovascular issues. It was suicide. Over and over and over and over, they get so depressed. A lot of people, when they got the COVID, they got really, really sick. They had a really serious infection. They ended up with gut problems. They had all kinds of other health problems. And they couldn't sleep at night. A lot of them ended up having all kinds of health issues because of it. And because of the long COVID and the gut issues and the health problems, they killed themselves. You think, well, God, that's awful. If that's happened to any of you, my deepest condolences to your families, because I know I had a friend of mine years ago, his name was Richard, and I remember how devastating it was to his family when he checked out like he did. The reality is that we know, and I talked to a lady this morning, one of our listeners, she's 27 years old, and she said, I'm having a severe problem with depression. And I said to her, I said, look, 5-HTP, cod liver oil, methylated B vitamins.
There you go.
And I said, I'm telling you, it'll help more than anything I've ever seen. In addition to that, probiotics.
You get
to 350 billion. You say, well, I don't know what to do. Try something and just do purple sticks. Get the B vitamins up. Do something. But don't lay around depressed. Don't be doing stuff guys. And take the sleep like a baby protocol. It really helps you to sleep at night.
And in pretty much all cases, action is key, right? You have to take action on something. If you're in an issue with depression, if you're in an issue with inflammatory responses, you have to do something different. If you're doing the same thing, you're eating the same food, you're having the same behavioral patterns, and your depression staying the same or getting worse,
you got
to
change.
You have to change something, my friends. I mean that sincerely, because suicide and all these health problems, it affects everybody around you. You know, I had one of my good buddies, Airborne Ranger. He has dealt with numerous of his combat deployment friends with suicide. We had a conversation on it the other day, and he said the problem is with the VA is they basically over-medicate, and they put you in a corner, tell you we'll give you medication. More medication, more Xanax.
And medication has been linked to suicide, causes suicide.
And he's all about natural supplementation with himself and a lot of his friends that were deployed. And he said that's the biggest thing. He's told me that. So he's getting more into health. He said one of the biggest things you see is this over-medication and isolate them. Over-medicate, isolate them. That's what they do with all the veterans. And the truth about it is these guys are combat fighters. They need to be getting the right nutrients. Most of them are very, very high functioning as far as a high energy, high function, high everything. And then they get back, well, you got this problem. You got deficiency in this, which they have, B12, B vitamins. Oh, here's Xanax, here's Paxil, here's Adderall to focus. They come back in 3 months, like, I don't know what to do. I'm all over the place. Oh, well, we'll give you a different type of benzodiazepine. We'll give you a different type of SSRI all the time. So here it says this article.
And then amp on Effexor, which is a sustained-release Prozac. That's the hardest one to come off of.
Yeah. It says the finding raises a new possibility in our understanding of depression. Depression's not a single condition. In a subset of people, inflammation is the driver. Roughly one-third of people with depression have elevated inflammatory markers in their blood.
And remember, alcohol causes inflammation.
Massive inflammation. And it says, coincidentally or perhaps not, about one-third of the patients who failed to achieve adequate relief from antidepressant medications had elevated markers for inflammation, meaning they didn't need antidepressants. Their body didn't need a chemical readjustment. It had too much inflammation in the body and a lack of proper nutrients. Remember, I just covered the first article here earlier, B2 and B7, anti-inflammatory B12s. Yeah. That's it. Well, that's got it all in there.
Show it to them.
Yeah, we got it. I mean, I'll read the label on here for you. I'll put up on the screen.
GHI cleanse.
You got everything in it with all the B vitamins, with the magnesium, with the manganese. And on top of that, you got all these anti-inflammatory, huge turmeric force extract, N-acetylcysteine, ginger, green tea extract, rutin, quercetin, lemon bioflavonoid complex.
One of the best products we make.
Pomegranate extract, some unbelievably anti-inflammatory. And so these things we put in here for a reason. And the reason why I do it is because they work. Your body is devoid of a lot of nutrients. And then the more crap food you eat, the more your body gets devoid of nutrients.
Don't drink alcohol, guys, if you're depressed.
No.
It's a depressant.
Here's the problem. Is alcohol's essential nervous system depressant. On the scale, that's what it is. And when you drink alcohol, it lowers cortisol at the beginning baseline. It does. That's why a lot of people drink and they relax and stuff like that. The problem is you have this decreased suppression of cortisol when you drink alcohol. The next day, you have a massive spike over baseline with cortisol because the product is so inflammatory. So you've got this initial phase where you're like, oh, I feel better. I'm tired. I can sleep. And then about 8 hours later, you get a massive surge in cortisol. Here's the problem. Then you want to drink again to get the cortisol back down.
Say that again, Austin. Say that again.
Cortisol goes down with alcohol at the beginning phase. It blocks it. It's an essential nervous system depressant. Then you get a rebound effect after 8 hours. I've done research on this. I know it very well. Then it goes after 8 hours. Your cortisol goes above baseline, much higher than it was before. So your body starts craving the alcohol again to get the cortisol back down below baseline. So you drink again. Cortisol goes down. Now your cortisol spikes even higher the next day, and you start having a reverberating effect where alcohol is needed every day to get the cortisol down, because the cortisol elevation keeps you really, really rough. You start getting tremors. You start getting headaches. You start getting irritable. You start getting depressed because your body's so inflamed. So you start this cycle on it, and it is a very, very bad cycle to get on, especially for veterans drinking every single day.
That is one of the best explanations of alcoholism I have ever heard, buddy.
I've never heard that before. You also have a factor of blood sugar that can play a role. But my personal opinion from experiences with a lot of people, I think cortisol is probably one of the biggest factors. Because remember, when cortisol goes above a certain level, blood pressure gets massively elevated. Inflammation markers go through the roof. Energy goes down. Your body becomes less functional. It's just hyper mode. You start getting tremors. Oh my gosh, I'm tweaked out. You know, have you guys ever gone where you're basically working all day, then you're training, then you're shooting? I've done it. And at the end of the day, you're like, oh, just constant cortisol all day. Well, you need to sleep. You get over it. Well, the problem with it is, if you're drinking to get that cortisol down, now you're getting a massive spike over baseline the next day. The only way to truly get it back down to where it was is alcohol at the low level. You can't get it lower again. It doesn't work because the alcohol is such a depressant.
That's why you have to come off the alcohol.
That's why you have to come off the alcohol. And that's why about 2 to 3 days after alcohol detox, your cortisol starts coming to a flat line again. And you're not doing this low cortisol, high cortisol, low cortisol spike
and
anymore.
And now we throw blood sugar in there too.
That's a whole other animal.
And that's why eggs are super important for breakfast every day. I talked to my friend this morning. He's a good friend, went to college roommate, and he didn't eat breakfast this morning. I said, dude, you got to eat some eggs every morning. He spent the night here last night. We were chilling out watching Patton on TV. And I told him, I said, your diet sucks.
Well, eggs in the morning are a staple. I drink this in the morning with eggs. And normally I try to get my eggs in. If I can't, then I just double.
Well, I told him, I said, you come over here and then you don't eat because you want to show me that you're eating clean. And you go home and you eat crap. And I said, and now you're super overweight. And I said, you got health issues. And I said, you need to stabilize your blood sugar in the morning. And eggs are the best way to do that. And I cooked 4 eggs. Let me make you some eggs. No, I don't want any.
Eggs are the best in the world.
And I'm like, okay, here we go again. See, if you don't listen, you don't listen.
Well, here's
and I love this guy. He's a good friend.
Well, males in general do not function properly on high carbohydrate breakfasts. We don't. Mm-hmm. With the testosterone levels and the hormone bases and muscle tissue and muscle mass that our body's craving, because you've got to have maximized protein in the morning to maintain muscle tissue. Cortisol's up in the morning. Your body goes into what is called a catabolic state. It's eating muscle tissue.
Cortisol is to basically get you out of bed in the morning and eat.
And get some protein. And not necessarily, I get it. Some people go, I can't eat a huge meal in the morning. Got it. Sometimes I can't either.
Three eggs is not a big meal.
No, but if it's been a late night, early morning, cortisol's up, and you're like, I just can't eat in the morning. Because sometimes your cortisol gets too high, you have no appetite. Been there, done that a lot, don't like it. What do? Just gave you the doggone answer. Chug it. get it now, put two or three scoops in the morning, get it on your stomach, get your cortisol back down, and then get a meal in an hour later. I've been through all this, guys. I'm giving you the doggone answer key to it, how to get in better shape, how to feel better, how to not be freaking just wide open all the time. When you have to be, you need to be. When you don't, you don't. And you've got to have that level. Because like I said, if not, you start drinking to get the cortisol down. Then it starts becoming a continual habit every day to drop the cortisol. Then you got it spiked in the morning. You got to drink it again back down the next night. Bad habit to get in, guys. And I get it. A lot of people run into this issue. But understand the root cause that's causing a lot of the issues. And realize alcohol is just a medication.
It causes pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, and breast cancer.
That's what it is. People drink because it's a medication. It's what it is. It's a drug. You need to not use it. And like I said, if it's occasionally you're at a party, you're having a Bailey's, there's no issue with it. But using it on a regular basis, because remember, it takes about 2 to 3 days to get cortisol back to normal stabilization after heavy drinking or even moderate drinking.
And coffee does the same thing. It elevates cortisol. Oh, by the way, change the topic. By the way, that's one of the best segments I've ever heard on alcoholism.
Thank you, bud. I try to break it down for everybody.
You guys need to send this to everybody you know that drinks.
Well, that's what the cortisol buster's for. That's why I developed that product. I had to figure out a way to bring cortisol back down without using other compounds. You don't want to be relying on drugs. Cortisol's got
or
the ashwagandha.
Yep. Well,
alcohol's a drug. It's the same category.
There you go.
It does.
There you
think about it. What does it say on a bottle of painkillers? Don't operate heavy machinery.
Yep.
Right? Where did they tell you to drink alcohol? Don't operate heavy machinery. You can't drive. They both do the same thing. They're central nervous system depressant. At the end of the day, that's what they are. Mm-hmm. Look at it as that, and don't look at it as just a social, recreational, I'm just going to drink every night because it's fun. Look at it as a tool, not a crutch. If you're at a party once a year and you want to have a couple drinks, whatever, dude, fine.
Unless you're an alcoholic, don't do it.
Alcoholism is something that's a lot different than people think because, in my opinion, I think a lot of people try to use alcoholism as an excuse to not take care of themselves and not identify the stressors and problems in their life.
There you go.
My opinion. I know some people are predisposed to it. I got it. But at the end of the day, what is the cause of the alcohol consumption or any other drug consumption?
Oh, by the way, topic change. I contracted a flesh-eating disease, and I had to get chunks of my flesh removed from my body after eating shrimp.
Crustaceans, baby.
Okay, now I'm going to stop for a second, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That was a segue.
This morning, we got some guys here doing the tile here, and he goes, this morning I'm talking to him, he goes, I watched y'all's show the other day. You talked about cats, and you talked about pork. He goes, I'm not eating pork anymore. And he goes, I hate cats. What is that? I said, well, you know, and my tile guys, great workers. And I said, okay, great.
No, they're one of the best. You guys are in Florida, and you need flooring done on it.
We got the guys.
Did my whole house. They've done everything for us. They're incredible.
But here's the crazy part. You know, we start talking about this stuff. He goes, I had no idea. So here's what happened. A long time ago, we had something written. It was called the Torah. It's 5 first books of Levitical law. And in that book, God decided to tell Moses, hey, look, this is the diet you need to follow if you want to stay healthy. If you don't follow this diet, you're going to get sick and get cancer and die. Or you can follow the diet and stay healthy and be blessed. You pick what you want. Chooses. Choices and consequences. Did that show a few weeks ago? If you didn't hear it, you got to hear that show. And the thing about it is number 2 on my top 10 list that I always talked about are shellfish. Don't eat. Or number 4, change it around. They said we always on the top 10 foods that never eat. I said, don't eat shellfish. Lobster, shrimp, oyster, prawns, scallops, crabs, clams, shrimp. Don't eat them. You think, well, why? Well, God said don't eat them, number 1. Number 2, they can contain abnormally high levels of bacteria at certain times of the year and high levels of heavy metal toxicity. This lady ate shrimp, and then she started having problems of aches in her legs, and pretty soon she's in the middle of a doggone, it was so painful, she ended up in the hospital because of the shrimp and almost had to have her legs amputated. Whoa! Okay. Don't eat shellfish. A lobster is an arthropod. A cockroach is an arthropod. All a lobster is a giant cockroach in the bottom of the ocean, period. These shrimp, they're filter feeders, just like the clams and the mussels and the mollusks and the oysters are. They get cute. They don't poop. They don't have intestines, guys. This stuff accumulates inside of the tissue, and you eat it. That's why there's so many heavy metals in shellfish. Be very, very careful. We live on a lake here. It's got a gazillion freshwater clams. And until they start contaminating the water with glyphosate, we had a lot more clams, and the water stayed pristine. Pristine all the time because they were filtering it. An oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of seawater a day. But guess what? All that bacteria, all those chemicals in that seawater are in that oyster now, so you consume it. Now, honestly, the first time I ate oysters, I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and it looked like a giant. Well, I'm not going to tell you. It looked like it was nasty looking. And they said, well, they're a lot easier to eat if you put them on a cracker with hot sauce. And they are. They actually okay to eat. but they're unbelievably toxic. Then about 1981, 1982, I was eating at Greenleaf Golf and Country Club with Henry Minks and Gene Dawes. And Gene and I, there was a shellfish seafood buffet. And Gene and I decided, this is great. Henry's paying. This is fantastic. And boy, we ate and we ate. And Henry didn't touch the shellfish. Gene and I were both sick for a week. I was vomiting for an entire week. I almost had to be hospitalized. And you know what? Me and shellfish said goodbye that day. Done. And that was the end of the shellfish. But guys, if you don't want to be sick, if you don't want to have health problems, follow what the Word of God says. And one of the things it says is don't eat shellfish, don't eat pork, period. Don't ever put that into your body's awesome. What do you think? What do you think?
No, great info on that. Another one here, too. Don't put in your body ever potassium bromate. Florida is now subpoenaing General Mills over harmful flour ingredient banned in almost every major country. Potassium bromate is a club. I'll pull it up for
it's
you.
It's a halogen.
It's a class 2 carcinogen, by the way. And it's in over.
It gets in the thyroid gland.
It's in over 200 current products on the shelves at grocery stores right now. All the way from basically pre-made pretzels to loaves of bread to tortilla chips. It's in a lot of stuff. Potassium bromate. It is a group 2B carcinogen linked to significant health risk, including kidney failure, severe neurobehavioral changes, and irreversible hearing loss and tinnitus.
Whoa. Tinnitus?
Tinnitus.
Whoa. How many people have tinnitus with a lot of bread?
I was just about to say that. Because of these toxic effects, it is banned in many regions worldwide. Acute toxicity, chronic toxicity, nephrotoxicity targets kidney cells, central nervous system, and hearing damage. Chronic exposure leads to rapid and severe hearing loss, as well as neurobehavioral changes like headaches and impaired cognitive functioning. If you are having these issues, this is why I say read your labels. Potassium bromate is one of the easiest things to keep out of your diet, but also one of the easiest things to have in your diet here in the United States.
So poisonous.
Type 2 carcinogen, guys.
It's like the supplement we just looked at a minute ago with Red 40 in it.
Yes, this is why I tell people, do your research and read labels. This stuff is toxic. Now it's so toxic, the state of Florida is basically going in now and subpoenaing General Mills because General Mills won't get it out of their products. They refuse to take it out of their products. It is completely unnecessary. Unnecessary on all levels in order to maintain a stabilized bread.
But let's stop for 1 second. Give me that camera. Thank you, Rich. I'm going to give you potassium bromate because I also control the medical industrial complex.
There you go.
Did I say that? So the same people that are feeding you the poison are making money from the poisoning of your body and your poisoning of yourself and replacing your kidneys and all the rest. So you become an unbelievably high value product for them to make money on. Because they poison you with the very food, and they treat you with the very chemicals that basically make you sicker and make you die, like with chemotherapy in many cases. Not in all cases, but in many cases. And so you end up in a situation where they profit at every single end. So you got to ask yourself a question, Austin. What size hat do they wear?
Yeah, there you go. Well, the biggest thing, what the subpoena is coming under, is because they're saying that pretty much every Florida school, the bread and all the processing,
toxic.
They're using potassium bromate.
But remember, our attorney general, the surgeon general, for the state of Florida. But remember, we're losing DeSantis at the end of the year.
Well, here's the crazy part about it. European Union, Canada, UK, Brazil, California all have banned potassium bromate. It is illegal to have in the food supply.
And so if it's banned in these states, they know how to make all the stuff without it.
Bingo.
Wow.
Why can you have Fruit Loops in Germany that have no high fructose corn syrup and no food coloring
and
in
no
them?
Potassium bromate?
Potassium bromate. But Kellogg's has every single toxic element known to man in their cereal in the United States.
Well, some of these hamburgers that you get in these stores, not the stores, but in these hamburger stands, they have 150 ingredients in a hamburger.
Oh, I know.
What the heck you need 150 ingredients in a hamburger for? You need two pieces of organic bread and some beef.
Well, I mean, Chick-fil-A got under fire with that a while back ago with their chocolate shake they had.
Oh, my God.
You pull the ingredients next time you want to see how clean Chick-fil-A is. Their chocolate milkshake, supposed to be a hand-spun milkshake. It's got like 35 ingredients in it. It should be cream, milk, chocolate, sugar. I don't know. Maybe some, like, you know, gar gum in there, stabilizer.
Natural flavor, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, when you start looking at stuff and you got a laundry list, and if you can't pronounce, I've told people this, if you look up ingredients on a product you're about to buy and you can't pronounce a half, a quarter, even a tenth of what's on the ingredient list, really want to put in your body?
Yeah. Oh,
my opinion.
By the way, almost out of time. Really good health show today. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. God gave you a health manual. It's called the Bible to follow. Remember who Jesus is. He created the heavens and the earth. always keep your hearts and minds in Christ, and it'll go a whole lot better with you, from your diet to your life to your relationships. And guys, if you're having problems with depression, you know, seek medical care if you need to, but be very careful with the drugs they put you on, and at least change your diet and take the supplements that your brain needs.
The B-Complex One Product of the Week. Y'all voted it one.
It always wins.
Get something for somebody. If you know somebody's interested in taking supplements, or they're wanting to make changes, they're wanting to do something different, they're having some of these issues, talk to them. Reach out to them. Do something to help somebody out if they need it and they're willing to change, my friends. You guys need anything, healthmasters.com. Check out the bestsellers. Thank you for the reviews, and thank you for all the comments on YouTube. I was going through them earlier here now. You guys had a fantastic evening. I'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
And thank you for your support. If it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't be here. The process of the Bruce's show is very extremely expensive, and thank you for helping us to be here and helping you as best we possibly can with all of your health needs. And with your spiritual needs, hopefully. I love you guys. Remember who Jesus is. We'll talk to you tomorrow.